Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $200 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
How do you stretch your beliefs and make sure you are continually pushing the boundaries of your comfort zone and your capabilities?
I just dream. I dream. I have dreams, and dreams is they should be pure. I think a lot of times when we're born into this world, we actually wind up going backwards. And it seems like the more we mature, the more responsible our dreams become. And the more governors we put on ourselves and our ability to dream and to reimagine.
Take advantage of this life that you've been given, bro. Because one day it will stop. You don't want to look back at your life and regret it. You don't want to be 50 years old wishing you could go back to your 20s. You're going to hate yourself. For you to even develop the desire to be great, you must develop gratitude for life. If you don't appreciate life, you won't even want to be great. Why would you want to be great at life if you don't even appreciate life? I suggest you take a step back, look at your surroundings, and think about how blessed you are.
There's levels to what you're capable of, but there's no cap to what you're capable of. It requires more energy. It requires a different mindset, a different frequency, a different self-concept, a different self-belief to go to the next level. And there's infinite levels. You just keep going. So a lot of people don't realize it's one thing to get there, it's another thing to stay there, it's another thing then to keep going once you're there. And that is a reinvention of yourself. Just get started. The longest time in the world is the hesitation between thought and action. Well, at least it has the potential to be the longest time. It can actually be forever. A workout, a project, a task, something that you know you should do. You can hesitate for 1 second. That 1 second of hesitation, all of a sudden it turns into 5 seconds, and then 10 seconds, and then 10 minutes. Go take action.
The thing that you gotta do is just play the patient game, you know, because during that patience, you're being cultivated. So just try, bro, for real. And you can really do this, John.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I love the quote that says, I don't fear success. I fear succeeding at something that doesn't matter.
People want to find their passion, but you don't find it, you create it. And you create it by getting good at something. And to get good at stuff, you start by doing something you suck at. Then you get good. Then you like it. Then people ask how you found your passion. Answer: by starting when you sucked and not giving up.
Everything that you want is on the other side of hard. I just think about stacking days. Just keep stacking days. Just keep stacking days. As long as you keep stacking days, I promise you, you will see the change.
It's possible for you. You, the one who stays up late, putting in extra hours of studying just to pass the class. You, the one who's working two jobs to make ends meet. One who's putting extra hours, extra reps in the gym because they believe that their strength is a gift worth sharing with others. Imagine producing the greatest work you've ever produced because it came from your heart. That's the calling. And I know you know it's deep within you. I know you hear it, but I don't know if you'll answer. That part is entirely up to you.
I'm gonna be real with you. Your family's not going to understand it. The people in your hometown aren't going to support you. And no one's going to believe in you until you have something to show for it. That's just how it is. So when you start, do it for yourself.
Be f***ing great. Put the time in to learn the skills. Put the skills into practice. And make a commitment to becoming so good that all your peers say, that's the fucker that's the best. And if you can do that, no matter where you are, no matter if you're cooking French fries, no matter if you're managing the restaurant, no matter if you own 1,000 restaurants, no matter if you created the fucking brand, you cannot be stopped.
All winners have got pressed. All winners have been heartbroken. All winners have been disappointed. But they kept moving forward. That's the only reason they're winners. Nobody has just winning all the time. Nobody does.
Do you feel defeated that you can never achieve what you want? It's so hard to achieve. Whatever I put my mind to, I try hard, but it doesn't work. Do you ever have those conversations? Well, you're telling yourself that it's over. You're telling these stories to yourself that you can't achieve this. Inside of your mind, you haven't decided what you really want. You're confused. So it's time for you to find clarity on what do you really want. Do you want this to work? Then all your statements, all your chatter should be about making it happen.
I think the greatest for yourself.
That's what it takes. To do anything successfully in life, you gotta want it as bad as you want to breathe. And if you want it that bad, if you're willing to give it that much, you get a big piece of what you want. And dreams do come true. Anything you want can happen and become a reality. I believe that sincerely, and I'll die on that thought.
You don't start things and not finish. You don't quit. There's nothing that comes out of quitting besides knowing that you didn't finish.
Remember this, you can't just quit.
We finish everything. You start it, finish it.
If you give up, the guarantee is it will never happen.
Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off. Say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
What the f*** is your life? Are you happy with it? See, the thing about life, we're gonna die, right? Eventually we're gonna die. But our legacy can live on. The impact can be non-perishable. Forever, but it's got to be built right. Or we got to take advantage of the time we have right now.
What have you done with your life to make it something else besides the normality of everybody else? The intake, the outtake of what you call life is nothing more than time. And unless done something with, it's forgotten about. There's no footprint of your existence left for anyone else to follow.
What happens is you have all these voices, and this can be hard, but for some reason, you put so much practice into you that you can ignore every one of them that are telling you you're not gonna make it and still be able to make it. Because you have put the practice in that you know this is the process. It's such a daunting task that all the voices are saying no.
Big savings are in the air. Don't miss your chance at 15% cash back during Rakuten's Big Give Week. Shop and get rewarded at your favorite stores like Adidas, KitchenAid, Expedia, and hundreds more. So go ahead and refresh your closet, spruce up your home, book that trip, and much more. But 15% cash back is only from May 4th to the 11th. So join now. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app and join for free and start saving. That's Rakuten.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
But you still had the conviction that I know I can do this.
They don't realize that they still hold the pen. There's thousands of empty pages still in that book that they can rewrite that story. But we have to let go of the pages that others have written in our book and realize we got this pen. And we can start writing how the story looks from this day forward.
You've been through a lot this year, and it wasn't for no reason. And I can promise you, it's not wasted. And you learned a lot of lessons this year. Lessons that you might have thought that you didn't need to learn. But going into this next year, you need to realize how strong you've become. You have learned lessons and you have become strong. And now you have the ability to do something great, to carry something great that you might have not been able to do a year ago. You've learned a lot through the pain. So are you going to sit in the pain, or are you going to bring something beautiful to life?
The hardest part is the uncertainty that all your sacrifice will be for nothing, that we give up everything now for nothing later. But then you remember the life that you walked away from to pursue your dream, and then you realize that there's no going back, and so you keep going. Everything you've ever wanted is on the other side of 10 years of uncertainty, rejection, and suffering. It just comes down to wanting what you're after more than you hate all the things that you have to do to get it. And so despite all the hardship that you're going through, you just gotta believe with all your fucking heart that you're gonna make it.
The day is cold and dark and dreary. It rains and the wind is never weary. The vine still clings to the moldering wall, but at every gust the dead leaves fall and the day is dark and dreary. My life is cold and dark and dreary. It rains and the wind is never weary. My thoughts still cling to the moldering past, but the hopes of youth fall thick in the blast and the days are dark and dreary. Be still, sad heart, and cease repining. Behind the clouds is the sun still shining. Thy fate is the common fate of all. Into each life, some rain must fall. Some days must be dark and dreary. We live in the past a lot of times. We live in the past with our regrets. We live in the past with the regrets of what might have been, but is not. We live in the, and you know, life gets weary. And it seems rainy and it seems dark and gray in the clouds. And that's all we see. And we need days in real life. We need days where it's chilly and it's raining. And the things that we had planned to do, we can't do. And the things that we thought were going to happen today aren't going to happen. But we need the rain. But if you have, whether in your life, in nature, if you have just nonstop sunshine, you wind up with a desert, and you wind up, your life is a desert, and everything gets burned up, and end up every life, a little rain must fall.
What if the truth was that you're greater than you think? More powerful than you know, more unlimited than you could ever dream. If that was the truth, that you are the creator of your life, you have to start. If you believe that to be the truth, then you have to believe in yourself. And your belief in yourself must be earned. It must be earned. And the only way that we can believe in a future is when we feel the emotion associated with it. And so you're giving your body a taste emotionally of the future. And the stronger the emotion you feel, the more you remember that future. And you literally are embossing the circuitry for you to believe in it more.
Don't be ashamed of your effort. They can't stand being reminded of the thing they're capable of, but resist actually trying. People will try to put the same limitations on you that they put on themselves. Don't mistake their insecurities for your ceiling.
So desperate to figure out how to convince people that there is no loss in going for it. That, yeah, you might get made fun of and you might have it in your own mind, but trying to figure out how to make people drop that feeling, going and building a business for themselves. Nobody wants the rejection. Nobody wants to lose. It's going to lead you to a place where you're not going to win.
Get serious. That's number one. 10 years from now, you will surely become someone. The big question is, who?
You must overcome fear to step into your potential. Understand that fear is not the enemy. It's a sign that you're on the edge of growth. Reframe the way you look at fear. Reframe the way you look at fear. So often, when we feel fear, it makes us stay stuck or resort back. But you need to start viewing fear as an indicator of the direction you need to move, right? Fear is a pulling force from your higher self saying, go that way. The reason you feel fear is because you have to step into the unknown. You have to step into the discomfort, right? You have to step away from the things that are known, from the comfortability of where you're at, right? That's not easy, right? And your ego is going to do everything in its power to stay comfortable. So it's going to bring those emotions of fear, but don't feel those emotions negatively. Fear is not a negative thing. Fear is a driving force. It's a pulling force to move in that direction. It's a guide. And when you start viewing fear as a guide rather than a hindrance and an enemy, it changes the way you navigate this journey. Come on, man. Changes the way you navigate this journey. George Adair says, everything you've ever wanted is on the other side of fear.
When people describe the characteristics of winners.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, winning isn't everything. Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Here are some of the things they said. They outwork the competition. They are focused. They are resilient. The one I've seen in the best of the best that no one talks about is this. They rather be hated for who they truly are than to be loved for what they're not. Think about that.
I just feel so angry all the time. And what if after everything that I've been through, something's gone wrong inside me? What if I'm becoming bad?
I want you to listen to me very carefully, Hammy. You're not a bad person. You're a very good person.
who bad things have happened to. You understand? Besides, the world isn't split into good people and death eaters. We've all got both light and dark inside us. What matters is the part we choose to act on. That's who we really are.
Blaming the world will not heal the wounds within. And I know that the world has given you these wounds. And I understand anger. And I don't think anger is a bad thing. You have to take the responsibility out of the world's hands and put it into your hands.
At some point, you got to decide for yourself who won't be. Can't let nobody make that decision for you.
When we were kids, my mom hung a poster over our bed. It had a picture of a bumblebee. And under the picture, the caption read, "According to all aerodynamic laws, the bumblebee cannot fly because its body weight is not in the right proportion to its wingspan. But ignoring these laws, the bee flies anyway."
I have run every single morning of my life since I was 17. And my God, have there been a lot of mornings that have meant a lot more to me than just a run. If I'm honest, I define the last 6.5 years by loneliness and misunderstanding. But through every bit of that pain, I never once skipped a beat in being there for myself. People wonder why self-hatred and doubt is completely absent from my life. And it's because on the hundreds of days where I thought I couldn't take it anymore, when I felt like either my body or my soul was completely broken, I picked myself up and proved it wrong once again. So I don't know if my life is for everyone, but if you want to know how to love yourself, I sure have found a way.
Be careful what greatness brings you, but let me tell you, once you get a taste of it, you'll never go back. I love individuals that talk about they have a certain lifestyle, they have a certain things to do. Oh, I don't need all this. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Trust me. But you get used to certain things. When it goes away, you're like, yeah, this don't feel right. It's easy to say that until you're put into that situation.
Don't get overwhelmed when life is like a bunch of crazy wild horses out there in the big pasture and you can't catch the herd. You can't catch life. Stop focusing on catching life, on getting a handle on life. All right, start focus on one aspect of it and get a handle on that. And usually that's you. Usually that's you. And then if you get a handle on you, then you can start the next one, whatever it may be. Okay?
To get anywhere in life, you have to work extremely hard and you have to be disciplined. If you wanted to be a great piano player, there's no drug you can take, there's no self-help book, there's no guru. You got to spend 5 years, 10 years learning it until it becomes something that's second nature. There are no shortcuts. But if you learn that from an early age, like 10 years old or whatever, you see after a few years that an incredible pleasure happens where now you have mastery of this piano and you can play things you could never play before. You suddenly the whole thing opens up, this whole new universe. And that's the paradigm for everything meaningful in life. If you learn something well, if you learn a craft and you master it, it can bring you a far greater pleasure than any kind of drug or any kind of going out to a party or socializing. But you have to be patient and you have to not be afraid of boredom and you have to not be afraid of the effort.
But I know now I gotta work the system harder than it's working me. That's what you gotta do. The system is designed to swallow you whole. You gotta find out what you do better than anybody else and rock that. So what you gonna do? How you gonna leave your mark?
I'm realizing that if you don't want to repeat the past, the only way is to be present. I think that a lot of us get caught up in the certain loops of our past or the certain things that identify us with our past versions of ourselves. And I think if we want to become something new, if we want to change for the better, it's about instilling that into the now.
Focus on taking the first step. You know, when you get so caught up in where you want to be and how far away it seems, sometimes you could quit before you even could start. You know, so whether that's making changes within yourself, whether that's letting go, whether that's becoming the best version of yourself, understand that all of those things take time. All those things take a process. They don't happen overnight. But the only way you'll be able to get there is from your willingness to be able to figure it out, your willingness to go through the journey, your determination to, you know, understand that on the other side, all your hard work, all your effort, all the, you know, mistakes, challenges and hurdles you might have to overcome is that better that you're looking for. You know, sometimes you don't realize how strong you really are and how much you're really capable of until you start taking the steps to actually find out.
We're taught to believe that control is the key to a good life. That if you can just plan everything perfectly, prepare for every outcome, and hold on tightly enough, you can avoid the chaos, the pain, the uncertainty. Control feels safe. It feels powerful. It feels like the only way to keep your world from falling apart. But here's the paradox. The tighter you hold on, the less control you actually have. The more you try to force life to fit into your expectations, the more it slips through your fingers. Because life isn't meant to be controlled. It's meant to be lived. And sometimes, the only way to truly gain control is to let go. Letting go doesn't mean giving up. It doesn't mean apathy or passivity. It means surrendering to the flow of life, trusting the process, and understanding that you don't have to micromanage every detail to create something beautiful.
Control feels comforting, doesn't it? Like if you can just hold onto the reins tightly enough, nothing bad will happen. But the truth is, control is an illusion. You can't control the weather, the economy, other people, or the random twists and turns of life. What you can control is how you respond, your attitude, your effort, your choices. That's where your power lies, not in trying to control everything around you, but in mastering what's within you. When you stop chasing the illusion of control, you free yourself from the anxiety of trying to predict the unpredictable. You stop wasting energy on things you can't change and start focusing on the things you can.
So much of our desire for control comes from fear. Fear of the unknown, fear of failure, fear of things going wrong. We play the what-if game in our minds. What if I fail? What if they leave? What if it all falls apart? But here's the thing. Worrying about the what-ifs doesn't change the outcome. It doesn't prepare you for the future. It just robs you of the present. Letting go means acknowledging that the future is uncertain, and that's okay. Because no matter what happens, you have the strength to face it. Trust yourself enough to know that you can handle whatever comes your way. Let go of the need to have all the answers and focus on what's in front of you right now.
Think of life like a river. You can fight the current, exhausting yourself as you try to swim upstream, or you can surrender to the flow. Surrender doesn't mean you're powerless. It means you're choosing to work with the current instead of against it. When you surrender, you open yourself up to possibilities you might not have seen before. You allow life to surprise you, to show you paths you never would have chosen on your own. And in that surrender, you find freedom. Some of the most incredible moments in life happen not because you forced them, but because you allowed them. You let go of your expectations, your plans, your need to control, and made space for something greater to unfold.
Letting go isn't weakness, it's strength. It takes courage to release your grip, to step into the unknown, to trust that even if you don't have control, you still have power. Power to adapt, power to learn, power to rise, no matter what life throws at you. When you let go, you stop trying to control the uncontrollable and start focusing on what truly matters. You become more resilient, more flexible, more capable of navigating life's challenges.
Identify what you can't control.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Take a moment to think about the things you're trying to control right now. How many of them are actually within your power? Let go of the things that aren't. Release the weight of trying to fix what isn't yours to fix. Focus on your response. You can't control the storm, but you can control how you weather it. Shift your focus from what's happening around you to how you're showing up in the midst of it. Trust the process. Trust that life has a way of working out, even when it doesn't go according to your plan. Some of your greatest growth will come from the moments when you had to let go of what you thought should happen and embrace what actually did. Practice presence. Control often comes from living in the future, worrying about what might happen. Letting go means bringing your focus back to the present. What can you do right now? What beauty can you find in this moment? Find freedom in surrender. When you stop fighting against life, you find peace. You stop wasting energy on things you can't change and start using that energy to grow, to create, to live.
When you let go, you don't lose control. You gain clarity. You gain the ability to see life for what it is, not for what you want it to be. You gain the freedom to adapt, to grow, to move forward without being weighed down by the need to micromanage every detail. Letting go doesn't mean you stop trying. It means you stop clinging. You stop forcing. You stop living in fear of what might happen and start living in gratitude for what is. The paradox of control is this. The more you let go, the more power you gain. Not power over life, but power within yourself. To thrive no matter what life brings. So loosen your grip. Surrender to the flow. And trust that even in the uncertainty, even in the chaos, you are exactly where you're meant to be. Let go and watch your life expand.
You must become a vigilant gatekeeper of everything you allow to go into your mind. Anything that gets into your mind is entering holy ground. When you recognize who you really are and why you've been put on this earth, you'll start to understand why the enemy works so hard to stop you, why the negative thoughts and the self-doubt seem to come at you like bullets out of nowhere. You were not put on this earth to the average. You weren't put here to sit the sidelines. You were not put here to fail. You were given gifts and talents and skills so that you could go out and make a difference. You were put here for a reason and a purpose. You were put here to be great.
We all have ambitions, we all have dreams and goals and desires that we want, but really what gets you to where you want are habits, our daily habits. There are negative habits that you can't get rid of, but there are other habits that, like discipline, like working every day, like taking steps to reach your goals, that are immensely liberating. And you can get rid of your bad habits through developing positive habits, right? So the goal here is to focus less on the giant dreams and on the everyday process of changing your thinking.
It's not really about what you want. It's about what you're willing to do to get it. And in that, maybe you have to give something up that may not be a good habit to replace it with a better habit.
Everybody got to make that decision. So it's not just about what you want. It's about what are you willing to do to get it. That's what it all comes down to, guys.
I feel to be at the pinnacle of any game. In any, whatever you do, you've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that.
People think being consistent means never falling off track. But that's not true. That's called perfection. And for most, that's just not realistic. Consistency means staying on track most of the time. And when you fall off, whether it was intentional or not, you pick yourself up and you get right back on. Consistency is about being persistent, not perfect.
It can do. All it takes is determination. You'll get your chance. Sometimes it doesn't come as quick as you'd like. There's a lot of hurdles, but you will get there. You have to believe in that.
For kids to bet on themselves, take some chances, get your knowledge, know what you're doing, and then go 2 feet in and then bet on yourself. If you go to somebody, you ask somebody and they shoot you down, well, let that be the answer. If you have a passion for something and it's burning, it's your job to curate that passion. I really believe that. And you don't take no's, fam.
Somebody else, I have standards. I have values. I chose to do that. But you need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you?
Nothing in life is promised except death. If you have the opportunity to play this game of life, you need to appreciate every moment. A lot of people don't appreciate their moment until it's past.
Seneca said there is no greatness without stillness in it. And I think that's right. What kind of success do you have if you miss every sunrise and sunset, if you're always busy, if you never have time with your family, but also if you never have time with yourself? And so if you don't have moments of stillness in your life, I would ask you what kind of life you're living. And if the kind of life you're living is really your best life.
If you do not have clear goals for your life, you are condemned forever to work for those who do.
You see, in life, it's very simple. Either you are working toward the accomplishment of your goals or you're working toward the accomplishment of other people's goals.
Our actions may be impeded, but there can be no impeding our intentions or dispositions because we can accommodate and adapt. The mind adapts and converts to its own purposes. The obstacle to our acting, the impediment to action, advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. The secret to an art unknown as turning obstacles upside down, to act with a reverse clause, so there's always a way out or another route to get where you need to go, so that setbacks or problems are always expected and never permanent, making certain that what impedes us can empower us.
What is a mistake? Everybody will do something which will go wrong. Making something wrong the first time is not a mistake. It is your chance to correct it. But making the same situation over and over wrong again and wrong again because of the unwillingness to learn something from it, that is the mistake.
The hardest battle that we fight is between what we don't want to feel and what we know we must do. Following your intuition isn't always rainbows and sunshine. Sometimes it's making decisions for the greater good that really hurt. Just remember, you are choosing what's best for your soul, and that is worth it.
Anything you want good, you can have. So claim it. Work hard to get it. When you get it, reach back. Pull someone else up. Each one, teach one. Don't just aspire to make a living. Aspire to make a difference.
The goal is to die fulfilled.
How do you die fulfilled? You have to die unfilled. You have to empty out all of your efforts. You have to empty out all of your knowledge, all of your giving, all of your help, everything you have into making this world a better place, bringing your vision into a reality, which should impact many lives.
There's a saying, this quote that I really believe in, that when the pain of the current reality becomes greater than the fear of change, that's when we change. So like when the pain becomes so intense that it's greater than the fear that you have of the unknown, then you'll go into the unknown.
I had to convince myself that I'm going to make it. What it does, it makes you feel like there's going to be points that people are going to mistake my confidence for arrogance. They don't understand the process of it.
Trauma, tragedy, darkness. They leave marks that never fully fade.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
They change you in ways you never asked for, ways you never wanted. And when you're in the middle of it, when the weight of it presses down on you, it feels impossible to move, impossible to breathe. Like the light you once had inside you has been snuffed out, and all that's left is this endless shadow. But let me tell you something. You're still here. And that means something. It means the darkness didn't win. It means you've already survived what you thought you couldn't. It means that no matter how broken, how hurt, how lost you feel, there is still something inside you. Something strong. Something unyielding. Something that refuses to give up. Trauma changes you, yes. But it doesn't have to define you. The truth is, life will break you. It will tear you apart in ways you can't predict, in ways you didn't prepare for. But the breaking? That's not the end. The breaking is where the rebuilding begins. The breaking is where you find out what you're made of, what you're capable of, what you can endure and still rise from. It's easy to feel like your trauma, your tragedy, your pain are the end of your story. Like you'll never be whole again. Like the person you were before is gone forever. And maybe they are. Maybe you'll never be the same. But who says that's a bad thing? Who says the person you're becoming, the person who's learning to rise from the ashes, who's rebuilding themselves piece by piece, isn't stronger, wiser, more resilient?
There's a Japanese art called kintsugi. When a piece of pottery breaks, it's not thrown away. It's repaired. Carefully, lovingly, with gold. The cracks aren't hidden, they're highlighted, transformed into something beautiful. The piece becomes more valuable, not despite its brokenness, but because of it. That's you. Your scars, your pain, your history, they don't make you less, they make you more. But here's the thing. Healing isn't a straight line. It's not a neat process with clear steps and a perfect ending. It's messy. It's full of setbacks, of moments where it feels like you're moving backward, of days when the darkness feels like it's swallowing you whole. And that's okay, because healing isn't about never feeling the pain again. It's about learning how to carry it, learning how to live alongside it without letting it consume you. You don't have to erase the darkness to find the light. The two can coexist. And in time, you'll realize that the darkness doesn't make the light any less real. If anything, it makes it shine brighter. But here's the hard part. Healing takes work. It takes courage. It takes showing up for yourself, even on the days when you don't want to, even on the days when it feels pointless, even on the days when you'd rather stay in the darkness because it's familiar, because it's easier than facing the light. Healing means taking small, deliberate steps toward yourself, toward the person you're becoming, toward the life you still deserve to live.
And you do deserve it. No matter what's happened to you, no matter what you've lost, no matter how broken you feel, you deserve joy. You deserve peace. You deserve to build a life that feels like your own. Even if it doesn't look like the life you had before, especially if it doesn't. But let's be honest, the world isn't always kind to people who've been through trauma. It doesn't wait for you to catch up. It doesn't give you the time or space to heal. And that's why you have to be kind to yourself. You have to give yourself the grace, the patience, the compassion that the world won't. You have to remind yourself that healing isn't a race, that there's no timeline, no deadline, no finish line you have to reach. Healing isn't about becoming the person you were before. It's about becoming the person you're meant to be now. A person who has walked through the fire and come out the other side. A person who has faced the darkness and refused to let it win. A person who carries their scars not as reminders of what they've lost, but as proof of what they've survived. And here's the truth. The darkness doesn't go away overnight. There will be moments, maybe days, maybe weeks, maybe longer, when it still feels overwhelming, when the weight of it feels unbearable. But those moments don't mean you're failing. They don't mean you're broken. They mean you're human. And being human means you get to feel the pain and the joy, the loss and the love, the darkness and the light. You are not your trauma. You are not your tragedy. You are the person who's learning to live again, despite them. You are the person who's choosing to move forward, one step at a time, even when it feels impossible. You are the person who refuses to let the worst moments of your life define the rest of your life.
That is strength. That is resilience. That is power. So if you're in the darkness right now, if you're carrying the weight of trauma, of loss, of pain, I want you to know this. You are not alone. You are not broken beyond repair. And this moment, this is not the end of your story. This is the chapter where you begin again. This is the chapter where you start to rewrite your narrative, not as a victim, but as a survivor. Not as someone who's defined by their pain, but as someone who's shaped by it, strengthened by it, transformed by it. The darkness is real, yes. But so is the light. And as long as you're still here, as long as you're still breathing, as long as you're still willing to take one step forward, there is hope. There is healing. There is a future waiting for you. A future that's not defined by what you've been through, but by what you choose to do next. So rise. Not all at once. Not perfectly. But steadily, surely, powerfully. Rise. The light is waiting.
99% of people in the world are convinced that they're incapable of achieving great things, so they aim for the mediocre. The level of competition is thus fiercest for realistic goals, paradoxically making them the most time and energy consuming. If you are insecure, guess what? The rest of the world is too. Do not overestimate the competition and underestimate yourself. You are better than you think.
I've seen great dudes like you who have so much potential, and you can create so much change and solve so many problems for the world, literally sitting there suffering in silence because you fail to take action and you fail to execute on what you know you need to. Remember this, that average is the enemy, that success is your responsibility, and change can take place in an instant if you are willing to flip the switch.
You're not alone, man. You know, we're only alone when we find ourselves alone. We got to remember to get out there. Nobody's going to come and just help us be on alone. We have to do it. Nothing changes if nothing changes, you know? So if I want something to be different, I have to do something different.
Someone is dying to be your age. Someone is dreaming of living your worst day. Someone is wishing they had your apartment. Someone is hoping they had your health. Someone is working to get to where you are. Remember, yesterday you asked for what you have today.
The world belongs to optimists, because if you're going to do anything big, you have to believe that it can happen. Otherwise, it never will. Sean Puri says the cynics get to be right and the optimists get to be rich. 99% right and 100% wrong. They're right 99% of the time, but they're wrong 100%, because the only thing that matters is the big one at the end. Your family and friends will say that every girl you ever date is not good enough, except for the one time you find a girl that you're actually going to marry, or that this business idea won't work, and you might have 9 failures. My first 9 businesses didn't really amount to anything. 9, as in the first one, I spent time on it, it failed. Second one, this one will be different, spent time on it, failed. And then the third one, this one, failed. And then 6 more after that. And it's painful as shit, because the whole time everyone is telling you, I told you so. And they're right. Today, but not forever.
It's Christmas morning, and I know today for a lot of you is a big reminder of the people in your life. And I know for some, it's a reminder of who isn't. Wherever your mind goes, please recognize that today is a great opportunity to care for yourself, to give the gift of treating today like it matters is the best thing you could do for you, because like any other day, it does. Do something hard to prove that even on a day like this, you can show up.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And I think that too many people do this. Why can't the world insert be more convenient for me? Well, the world is uncaring and doesn't care about you at all. And underpinning that statement is the entitlement, is the expectation that it somehow should. And I think that is a poverty lens. And so the wealthy accept the world for what it is and then choose to maximize and adapt. Everyone else tries to stomp their feet and throw tantrums and say how it's not fair. And they're right. And so what? There's a Haitian proverb that I think is relevant right now, which is, behind mountains are more mountains. Goals aren't finish lines, they're mile markers. And I think that's a great mental frame, which is that you think that your goal is to get to $10,000 a month or $100,000 a month or $1 million a month or $10 million a month, whatever your goal is. And I can promise you, having hit those, you just move it again. The mist lifts when you get there and you realize there's another mountaintop. But where people lose their way is when they start listening to people at the bottom of the mountain who see them at the subhead and say, you weren't happy last time when you got to the last peak. Why are you going to be happy the next time? But that's under their assumption in their poverty lens that you did it to get to the mountaintop. You did it for the climb, and they'll never understand that, and don't expect them to.
A man matures through early mornings, late nights, pain, losses, disrespect, disappointments, deep reflection, and moments of loneliness with just you. Age has very little to do with it, as you can meet a man who's 23 and a boy who's 35. Because always remember, it's the days that break a man which are the days that make a man.
Always believe and you will achieve whatever it is that you want. Never quit halfway through something. Continue to move forward and finish it. Not quit, because nothing comes easy. It's all about never quitting and never giving up. Not winning all the time, because winning isn't everything. Sometimes when you get defeated, it makes you stronger and wants you make you want to come back and work harder for it. and you respect yourself more for this.
You need an alter ego, a version of you that's limitless. Make your weaknesses their strength. Make your insecurity their confidence. Give them a name. Give them traits. Create an amazing character. When you need them, let them take over. And eventually, you won't need to pretend. It will just be you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.